Cape Talk. The BRICS Report. China.
It's a great pleasure to welcome on the line Dr. Martin Davies, MD of Emerging Markets and Africa at Deloitte. Great to have you with us, Martin. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Pippa. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Let's start with this massive satellite deal agreement between China and Nigeria.
Yeah, it's quite a very positive news story to begin with. It's a $550 million US deal. Nigeria is purchasing two communications satellites from a Chinese, a company called Great Wall Group. It's a sizable transaction. Nigeria obviously can't afford it right now, so it's going to be some sort of like co-equity sort of investment and some risk sharing. But in 2 years' time, the satellites hopefully will be delivered, and Nigeria's telecommunications network will be improving. Nigeria's already got one satellite in play, and this is sort of to boost that capacity and not just servicing Nigerian market, but also the West African market as well. So very interesting development. It's not just China building roads and railways and the like and infrastructure in Africa. It's also, they're calling this the One Belt, One Road, extending to space as well. Quite interesting, and a new thrust of Chinese financing into Africa, space technology and satellites.
Fascinating stuff. Now, never mind the Great Wall of China. Let's talk about the Great Firewall of China. Google trying to find its way around it, Martin.
Very true. You know, I was in China many years ago. In 2010, Google effectively exited China because of disagreements around censorship. And obviously, the most difficult sector to get into in China is that around sort of media, because it's when the state insists on a monopoly of information that Chinese government does. It's very difficult for companies like Google, particularly in the search sort of space, to get into the market. So 7 years, Google has been out of China effectively. Now it's looking to get back in through acquiring startup companies, particularly mobile gaming. So they've just bought a $120 million startup company, a company called Chuso, an online esports platform, which lets users live stream their mobile games. It's the second investment they've made into mobile gaming in China recent times, and also in December last year, Google's parent company, Alphabet, you'll know, opened a center for artificial intelligence research in Beijing. Very interesting indeed. But this is, if you want to play in the media space in China, I think Nasdaq is the best example of that. You know, you need to toe a political line in China. And Google was almost effectively being seen as an agent of U.S. foreign policy in previous years. We're looking to get back in less politically sensitive areas, i.e. gaming.
Okay. Then some changes in China's approach to visas for attracting top talent into the country. Before we talk about this new 10-year free visa, won't you just give us a sense, Martin, of I've never visited China, so I have no idea what sort of visa options are available right now and what is different about this new 10-year proposal?
Yeah, everyone going to China needs a visa. And unless you're in transit, you can get away with a day or two in countries like Beijing and Shanghai and like, you know, Hong Kong. But it's the Chinese government really has been thinking a great deal about attracting talent to the country. And typically most of the workers, foreign workers in China today are from Japan or Korea or a couple of Asian countries. But in China really is, how do we attract? And this is almost a new thing. We don't really think about top-end talent going to work in Beijing or Shanghai, or English-speaking talent at least. But so the Chinese government's thinking very strategically about this, and it's not so much, as has been said, not so much about capitalism anymore. It's about talentism, which is a big differentiator in one's sort of economic sort of future of the country. So they're putting together this 10-year visa, and a 10-year visa for so-called high-end, high-talented foreigners. Now, how do you qualify? Well, the visa takes something like a day to process, which is very impressive.
Sure.
And according to the Chinese government, it's high-end foreigners, that's their line, refers to, among others, Nobel Prize winners. We don't think we qualify. chief or deputy editors in Chinese state media. Foreign coaches of national sports teams, interesting. Doctoral students, postdoctoral PhD students from world-class universities. And foreigners, this is interesting, who earn at least six times the average annual wage in China. Now, the average annual wage in Beijing is like 14-odd thousand U.S. dollars and change, which is not a small figure. So it's I think the point of this is it just goes to show that I think like other Asian countries, think Singapore, Korea, and these places, China's really starting to think about attracting top-end global talent. And, of course, you know, innovation, technology ultimately follows people. And that's what China's government's doing, I think. Perhaps even our country to learn a bit more about how to attract talent and retain talent here in South Africa.
foreign sports coaches. I can think of a couple of people who might want to send Alistair Coetzee to China for 10 years, Martin. Good to have you with us this morning.
Thanks for the take care.
Dr. Martin Davies, MD of Emerging Markets and Africa at Deloitte.